Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. Welcome, everyone. New week, new joyride coming at you. A few weeks ago, the guys were talking about men's core desires and crushes they had from back in the day. Well, Jim tells us a story of 5-year-old Jim and his crush.
My friend Jim, what was her name?
Kathy Scholl.
What was the one of Harold's?
Patricia Buckaloo.
Buckaloo. It's a Scholl.
Scholl.
And so you
like
still
Shell with a U.
So you still are following her on Facebook, as we learned earlier?
No, that was discovered she was up in this area. Yeah, and I suspect some guy may be listening and pass this off. But it was totally innocent. I think this was the summer after kindergarten.
47?
I was a whopping 5 years old. And I remember sitting in the grass in front of the Charlotte Country Club sign, which was closer to her house than ours, but she was a playmate and had been. And I just said, well, someday I'm going to marry Kathy. Didn't happen, didn't going to, but it was just a crush that I had with somebody that I spent a lot of time with.
So I'm sure that you're all wondering, like, Robbie, what about you? Well, you know, here we go. There was this young lady.
We really were.
If you weren't.
No, I'm kidding.
So when I was in sixth grade.
Let's hear it.
The second time.
No, we did want to hear that.
So what you're saying is you flunked a grade to get back with your girl.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.